R&B diva Aretha Franklin's been diagnosed with pancreatic cancer. Oprah said, stop calling her a lesbo. Cassie calls all of y'all favorite rappers gay. Soulja Boy does 13,000 his first week. And Jeezy gets locked up in the Bahamas and he's denying it. Next on the Stylistic Report. Hey, it's Miss Stylistic and I'm in tune with T-Mill. Ready to serve you all Thursday Stylistic Report for December 9th. Are y'all ready to get into it? I know I am. Hey, did you guys hear about Aretha Franklin? Well, Terrence and Roxy from 106 and Park caught us all off guard yesterday when they announced that Aretha had been diagnosed with pancreatic cancer. Luckily, Aretha is doing very well after her highly successful mystery surgery that she had 1 week ago on Thursday. And Miss Riri will be heading home from the hospital this weekend. Yay, Aretha, I'm glad you're doing well. Thank the Lord that Aretha is still with us. And listen, BET and VH1, y'all need to get it together and get y'all tribute special going so she can see how much we love her while she's still alive. God bless you, Aretha, and we're rooting for you to beat this 100%, girl. Tonight at 9 p.m. Eastern, ABC aired an exclusive interview with the longest-running talk show host in the world, Craig. Yes, Miss Oprah Winfrey. And the main segment that is blowing up the net is when Barbara Walters asked Oprah, why do people think you're a lesbian? Oprah said, "Chill, I don't know why y'all keep trying to make me a lesbian, but I am not, and if I was, I wouldn't try to hide it." Oprah also broke down crying like a little biatch when she described how beautiful her friendship is with Gayle King. And she also said that Stedman is still her lover and he's still living out there in the pool house or outhouse or wherever he's staying. But they still not married and she is so okay with that. So don't judge her, okay? But I think she got some Will and Jada stuff going on if you ask me. Okay, I know you hip-hop heads remember the rapper from New York named Cassidy, right? Yo, I found this new video of him going in on all of the successful rappers of today. And according to Cassidy, these dudes are garbage. Cassidy went on to say that the only reason that you hear these dudes on the radio so often is because they're in weird situations with dudes that are homosexual and believing in the devil type situations. The only rapper that he excluded from their rant was Lil Wayne. This video is a definite must-see, and you know where to look at it. BeStylistic.com. Do you think Soulja Boy's coke habit and raggedy-ass relationship with the most hated bitch on earth, Cat Stacks, is the reason why he only sold 13,000 units? Soulja Boy's third studio album, The DeAndre Way, hit shelves November 30th, and out of 2.5 million followers on Twitter, only 13,000 of them gave a hell to buy it. See, everyone knows that Soulja Boy has the largest internet following in the history of hip-hop. So with that much support with the way the music industry is going, so how could he flop so hard? Maybe it's hard for kid rappers to transition into the adult rap scene, or maybe it's because this year Soulja Boy was less than a role model to his fans by falling in love with the nastiest whore in the world, Cat Stacks, as she exposed his hardcore drug use. Or could it be that he looked gay as hell on the cover of XXL with rapper 50 Cent? These rappers just can't seem to stay out of trouble. Why did a local newspaper in the Bahamas report that rapper Young Jeezy was arrested for a short time before a performance this weekend? Yup, they booked him and took him to the Central Detective Department to see if he was snitch, I guess. I don't know. I know his fans were happy that he was released just in time to still perform. The next day, though, MTV News reported that they reached out to Jeezy's manager and he said that it was all not true. Somebody tell tell me what the hell is really going on. Maybe Jeezy needs to stop bragging about that 17-5 in every song, because none of this makes any sense. A local newspaper is not gonna lie about someone being arrested. But I guess we'll never know the answer to that, because my time is up for today. You can email me anytime at get@bestylistic.com. That's get@bestylistic.com. And log on to bestylistic.com daily for a dose of celeb craziness, music, fashion, relationship advice, and more. You be you, but I'm a bestylistic, because I am Miss Stylistic, honey. Okay, and I will see you next week. Have a great weekend.